Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As 2019 continues to unfold, many uncertainties still abound. What will the Federal Reserve do next with interest rates? Are the trade wars winding down? Will global and domestic political environments get clearer or cloudier? Our next guest says uncertainties like these are always a concern to the financial markets. Tyson Halsey is a chartered financial analyst and managing member at Income Growth Advisors in Charleston, South Carolina. He's also a member of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society. Tyson, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, let's roll through these uncertainties here. Is this just the way it's going to be for a while?
No, I think that they've improved considerably. What we had over the last 6 months is what is sometimes called a volatility event. And one part of that has to do with the Federal Reserve and comments made by Chairman Powell, who suggested that we had a long way to go in the tightening cycle, and next thing you know, the markets got nervous. And since December, they have backpedaled and now have approached a neutral position, and it appears that that will not change for a while. The reason that that is a problem is that we saw that a lot of the rest of the world's economy was really starting to flag. Asia, Europe have been particularly weak and appeared to be on the brink of a recession. And if the rest of the world went into a recession, and after the tax cuts have now elapsed, there was a sense that if the Fed continued to tighten, that would be a problem. Additionally, it looks like the trade talks with China are going well. It appears, since we're not moving ahead with the tariffs as of March 2nd, that there is some effort to address the very tenacious issues of intellectual property theft, forced mergers, and other problematic issues that will have a long-term impact. And if the United States is able to successfully negotiate something positive, I think that that would be a very significant positive for the markets and the global economy, and anxiety on the trade front globally will abate. So things have really improved quite a bit, and you never know what can happen.
How about the situation in Venezuela, the political climate down there? Is that country too small to have any effect on our business?
Venezuela is a fascinating situation. We have meddled in foreign governments in South America historically and not done well. Venezuela appears to be a proxy for Cuba. The Chinese are there. The Russians are there. They have vast amounts of oil. They have more hydrocarbons than Saudi Arabia, which is truly extraordinary. So if we can get that country righted and it's politically stable, it would be tremendous for the Venezuelan people. But we would also get rid of some potentially bad actors in our backyard, and that is positive.
Now, you mentioned oil. What's that market looking like?
Low oil prices are good, generally. Oil finds its way into many, many commodities, and we have to pay a lot for energy. And so low oil prices generally are good. But if they drop too quickly, it's such an important part of our economy right now, that would be a problem. It appears that oil prices are tightening, improving, due to geopolitical issues such as Venezuela and Iran. However, we think the latter part of the year, the Permian Basin will be unleashing a lot of oil, and that higher prices are temporary, and they're not going much higher, in my opinion. They'll go higher for a couple more months, but then after that, they'll probably abate. And that's good. We don't need inflation. The one thing that would help us is to keep low interest rates and no inflation. And if we don't have energy inflation, I think that that certainly helps keep other prices down.
Well, Tyson, as always, thanks so much for your time and for the update.
You're welcome, Mike. Have a good day.
Tyson Halsey is a chartered financial analyst and managing member at Income Growth Advisors. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the CFA South Carolina chapter posted at our webpage so you can learn more about that organization. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.